Welcome to Asian American Perspectives. I'm Eric Olander. In this edition of Perspectives, the impact of the 1990 Immigration Act on the Asian community. Every so often, the United States Congress passes an Immigration Act to modify who and how many people can legally immigrate. Historically, the United States has used these forms of legislation to exclude or limit certain groups of people from coming here. Minorities, religious groups, and people from third world nations are among the many who have faced very strict immigration quotas, consequently preventing them from legally entering the U.S. However, in 1965, an Immigration Act was passed which radically broke from America's exclusionary history. The 1965 Act permitted hundreds of thousands of people from all over the world to legally immigrate. One group in particular which benefited greatly from the 1965 Act was the Asian community, whereby more people from throughout Asia were given residency than ever before. Last year, the Congress passed the Immigration Act of 1990. Many scholars and lawyers are skeptical that the Asian community will benefit as much as in 1965, but they concede that there are some beneficial provisions in the 1990 Act, which will directly impact the Asian community, both here and in Asia. Stanford University law professor Bill Hing.
Historically, it's mostly working-class Asians who immigrate to the United States. And working-class Asians continue to immigrate. What happened right after 1965 was that for certain countries, Asian India, certain parts of certain Chinese, certainly Filipinos, and Koreans, professionals began to immigrate in larger proportions right after 1965 through the early 70s. But then after that, after the mid-70s to the early 80s, the proportion of professionals declined, and it was mostly working class and relatives who entered. But there still is a large number of professionals that enter, and so it's sort of stabilized now, but it's a cross-section but it's dominated mostly by working class immigrants.
How do you think the Immigration Act of 1990 will affect the Asian community, both here and abroad?
Well, the communities here will get larger. 1990 Act did not expand the family categories to the extent that I would have liked to have seen, but there was some small expansion, especially for Chinese, namely those who are coming from Hong Kong, and among some investors. But straight family expansion was not manifested in the law. However, even the small changes will allow the communities to continue to grow the way they have been over the last 25 years, which has been through immigration. Now, how will it change Asia is a harder question. I do think that depending on the type of industry and profession, Asian countries may very well be losing some of its best. But I certainly wouldn't say that that's true across the board and generalized from that entirely. But I think that there is something, that there is some evidence that some of the harder working and productive people of certain countries will be abandoning Asian countries.
Specifically, what provisions of the Act will have the most impact on the community here?
Probably the expansion of the Hong Kong numbers. That'll have a huge impact on, well, continue to have a significant impact on Chinese American communities. And then second preference, which is for relatives of permanent residents here in the United States, people with so-called green cards. That there's a slight expansion there that will help things. Then the new investors categories, which is not very many, there aren't very many numbers set aside for that, and so Asians will get a few of those. That may help some of the Asian American communities in terms of generating some new jobs and some new businesses in Asian communities. I don't think that investors category is going to have a huge impact, but because a few Asians will be able to come in that category, there will be some impact.
How significant is the expansion of the Hong Kong category?
Well, as I said, I think that's important because there are so many people that continue to want to get one foot out of the door of Hong Kong. And so these the expanded numbers from Hong Kong are very important for people who were born in Hong Kong. And it'll mean, you know, an additional 10,000 Hong Kong immigrants each year and more after 1995. It'll have impact on Hong Kong itself because I think some people are trying to leave Hong Kong, and the United States is now facilitating that entry to a larger extent. Only time will tell. One thing that's for sure about all these changes is that no one knows for sure the impact of any of this, and much of this is speculation on my part, educated, but it is speculative, and so no one knows for sure.
The Immigration Act of 1965, as we mentioned, allowed for tremendous influx of Asians into this country. Do you think the Immigration Act of 1990 will have a similar effect?
No, it won't. The 1965 changes were radical, and the effects were unpredicted. But looking back at what happened, they should have been predicted, because essentially racial exclusion was finally eliminated through the 1965 changes. There's no such big radical change that's taken place in the 1990 Act. With the fact that there are numerical limitations on the countries, we're seeing close to the maximum number of immigrants that are from Asia that are coming in now. You know, there may be another, if you count Hong Kong, you may find maybe another 15 to 20,000 new Asians that come in each year, but you're not going to see the radical changes that took place in 1965. The numerical system just doesn't permit it.
Generally speaking, what do you think of the act?
From the perspective of, well, let me try to answer that three ways. One, from the perspective of Asians, the act is somewhat helpful to Asian immigration, but not really a whole lot. It's disappointing from an Asian perspective that more expansion was not included for other family categories, such as the brother and sister category, because the backlogs in that category are still many, many, many years. And for example, in the case of the Philippines, over almost 15 years. So that's extremely disappointing. From the perspective of the United States, I think that the bill is good because it's allowing more immigrants into the United States, and immigrants are always energetic, and the United States will be continue to be infused with new economic energy by these new immigrants. Finally, from the perspective of the other immigrants, like Mexicans, for example, and other Latinos, it's a good bill for them because most of the changes would be beneficial to them.
Is there any other provision of the act that will directly affect the Asian community?
No, not really. I mean, the Filipino war veteran stuff that we haven't mentioned is also, of course, relevant. But there aren't any. I would say that none of the other stuff is going to be that beneficial. Much of the independent stuff was aimed at Europe, and particularly Ireland. And so it is not a bill that will cause or produce radically improved situations for Asians to immigrate to the United States. It helps a little. That's really the best light I could put on it.
Carl Schusterman is a partner in the Los Angeles-based law office of Barst, Mukamal & Schusterman, one of the world's largest immigration law firms. Schusterman describes some of the changes that will take place as a result of the Immigration Act of 1990.
the employment-based grounds for immigrating to the United States are going to be totally revamped, both the temporary and the permanent visas to the United States. In particular, for permanent visas, the number of people that can immigrate through jobs or employment are going to almost triple, from 54,000 a year to 140,000 a year. And it's specifically with regard to Asian countries, you're looking at what now is 20,000 visas from China, 20,000 visas from Taiwan, 5,000 visas from Hong Kong a year. The 20,000 cap on immigration from any one country will rise to a number which will, depending on a certain formula, be between 25 and 30,000 a year. The Hong Kong cap, which is 5,000, has already been lifted to 10,000 a year, and after 3 years will also be between 25 and 30,000 a year.
What encourages these rises?
Okay. Well, there is such demand for people wanting to get green cards to come to the United States that backlogs of anywhere from a few months to, in some cases, for the Philippine professionals, happens to be 16 and a half years waiting list. And what this, the U.S. employers have been the primary movers behind this, these sections of the new bill. They're saying, well, isn't it enough that we prove to the Labor Department that we cannot find Americans to do particular jobs? Why should we then have to wait months to years to actually get that worker a green card?
Specifically, what part or provision of the act has the most impact on the Asian community?
Well, I think these employment provisions do. They're special provisions now if you're a PhD or you're a if you're a manager or executive of a multinational company, even a quite a small multinational company, or if you're an outstanding professor or researcher, you're pretty much guaranteed an instant green card. You don't even have to go through the procedure of advertising the job and showing there's no Americans who can perform it anymore. Also, people with advanced degrees or people of exceptional ability in their particular occupations, they will have a much faster time, I would say almost an instant green card. Investors can come into the United States, 10,000 a year for the first time in over 12 years. And there are special provisions for particular parts of Asia. For instance, Hong Kong, over and above raising their quota from 5,000 to 10,000 and then to 25 to 30,000 a year, they have 12,000 people who are managers or executives of U.S. companies that are based in Hong Kong who can apply to come over right now to the United States. So that's really, since their quota is only 10,000 now, this is an additional 12,000 a year in managers and executives.
But for Hong Kong, this is these people are managers and executives. Is this bill directed towards the average person in Hong Kong who wants to get out before 97?
Well, yes, because by increasing the total amount of visas for people from Hong Kong, doubling it right now, it's not just PhDs and investors, it's cooks, it's housekeepers, it's people with lesser, people that are brothers of U.S. citizens or relatives of permanent residents. Essentially, the number of visas have been doubled.
This has been Asian American Perspectives. I'm Eric Olander in San Francisco. Perspectives would like to thank Professor Bill Hing and Carl Schusterman for their cooperation. Asian American Perspectives is a presentation of Echo Communications, all rights reserved.